as world leaders gather in Davos, Switzerland to attend the 48th World Economic Forum, Chinese President Xi Jinping's landmark speech at the previous gathering still reverberates. How had the world responded to Xi's speech on global growth and tackling global issues since then? Here is a collection of quotes from prominent politicians and scholars. Klaus Schwab, WEF founder and executive chairman. What most impressed participants and the media was the president's commitment to an open and collaborative spirit when addressing shared challenges. Dirk Messner, co-chairman of Think 20 and director of the German Development Institute. The China proposed Belt and Road Initiative, being the embodiment of China's proposals, carries cooperation plans for infrastructure construction, unimpeded trade and capital flows, among others. Zarko Obradovic, vice president of the Socialist Party of Serbia. It is the first global initiative that absolutely fits into the concept of a community with a shared future for mankind, as well as the first concept that has a developmental component relating to such a great number of countries. It will bring huge benefit to humankind. Lucio Blanco Pitlo, a lecturer at the Chinese Studies Program of Ateneo de Manila University in the Philippines. A community with a shared future for humanity is a very appealing concept. Such a community transcends differences in political values, level of economic development and cultural traditions. Philip Charweth, the chair of the 55th session of the UN Commission for Social Development. Building a community of common destiny for mankind is pretty significant, and in the long run, it profits us all. Rafael Tuju, Secretary General of Kenya's Jubilee Party. I think this is a shared vision of a world in harmony, a world where important decisions are taken collectively so that no part of humanity feels left out. A world that listens to grievances that sections of humanity may have and finds a solution that offers equity and justice. William Jones, Washington Bureau Chief of U.S. Publication Executive Intelligence Review. Xi's proposal is an attempt by the Chinese president to overcome and replace the traditional notion of geopolitics, in which there are always winners and losers, and in which the principle of might makes right tends to predominate. In this new concept, everyone plays a role and the benefits achieved by any one nation can be shared by all. David Shamba, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. China's dramatically increased role in global governance is very positive and one of the most noteworthy aspects of Xi Jinping's foreign policy.